Now, I think we've adequately established the fact that the kingdom of God has both present and future implications. So what exactly does the kingdom of God look like in our world today? When Jesus and John the Baptist said, "The kingdom of God has come," do you suppose there were a few people out there who looked around and said, "Where? Where? Where is it? Show me." If I said to you this morning, "The kingdom of God has come to Grace Fellowship Church right now," you would say, "Show me. Where is it?" The people of that day had a concept of the kingdom of God that there would come a Messiah, they called him. He was the anointed one, the sent one from God. And he would ascend to the throne of David. He would cast out the Romans. He would conquer the Romans. He would deliver them from the oppressor, the Romans. And he would set up a righteous kingdom and the Jews would rule. That was their concept. And that is in the Old Testament. And that is going to happen. But that is not the first phase of the kingdom of God. And so they missed it completely. I'm going to say to you this morning that some people are missing it today. They do not comprehend what the kingdom of God is. So let me show you what the kingdom of God is. Let me lay it out for you in Scripture so that you can see and know this part, this aspect of the kingdom of God. There is the spiritual aspect of the kingdom, him ruling and reigning in our hearts and lives, in our spirits. Yes, that's there. And as I studied for this, I must have read, 100 Google pages looking for the meaning of the kingdom of God. And 99 9/10% of the time, it referred to a spiritual, invisible kingdom inside our hearts. How many of you have heard that many times? The kingdom of God is inside of us. If Jesus had come on the scene and said, "The kingdom of God is in your hearts, que sera, sera," the people would have said, just another one of those flaky teachers that's been going throughout the land. But he didn't do that. He said, "Let me show you the kingdom of God." So let's look at 4:18. Luke 4:18. This is Jesus. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised." Now, does that sound like he's saying the kingdom of God is a spiritual thing? It's inside of you. Don't expect anything to happen. No, if I understand that correctly, he's going to heal the sick, he's going to deliver the oppressed, and he's going to bring good news. Now, that's the Jesus that's on the pages of the New Testament, and that's his kingdom.